This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Several thousand supporters of U.S. President Donald Trump in Washington protested election results and then hailed Mr. Trump's passing motorcade before nighttime clashes with counter-demonstrators sparked fistfights, at least one stabbing and at least 20 arrests. Several other cities on Saturday also saw gatherings of Mr. Trump's supporters unwilling to accept Democrat Joe Biden's projected Electoral College and popular vote victory as legitimate. Cries of stop the steal and count every vote continued in spite of a lack of evidence of voter fraud or other problems that could reverse the result. After nightfall, the relatively peaceful demonstrations in Washington turned from tense to violent. Videos posted on social media showed fistfights, projectiles, and clubs as Mr. Trump supporters clash with those demanding they take their MAGA hats and banners and leave. The tensions extended to Sunday morning. A variety of charges, including assault and weapons possession, were filed against those arrested. Two police officers were injured and several firearms were recovered by police. Projected U.S. President-elect Joe Biden told reporters that he was working on announcing his choices for some key cabinet positions. Earlier in the week, Biden named longtime aide Ron Klain as his White House chief of staff. The president-elect has promised to build an administration that reflects the diversity of the country. The United States and Israel tracked and killed a senior al-Qaeda operative in Iran earlier this year in a bold intelligence operation that came as the Trump administration was ramping up pressure on Tehran. Four current and former U.S. officials say the operative, Abu Muhammad al-Masri, al-Qaeda's number two, was killed by assassins in the Iranian capital. And in August, two of the officials, one current and one former, say Israeli agents carried out the operation. This is VOA News. The United States set a new record of daily coronavirus infections with nearly 200,000 cases, as the number of cases nears 11 million. Due to the record highs, the average daily increase of coronavirus infections in the U.S. has exceeded 132,000 over a seven-day period. The governors of California, Oregon, and Washington issued joint coronavirus travel advisories urging people arriving to their states from other states or countries to self-quarantine for 14 days, and they asked local residents to avoid all non-essential travel out-of-state trips. North Dakota has become the 35th U.S. state to require face coverings be worn in public as governors across the country grapple with the surge in coronavirus infections that threatens to swamp their health care systems. North Dakota joined 38 other states this month in reporting record daily jumps to new cases, 17 others with record deaths, and 25 others with a record number of COVID-19 patients in hospitals, according to a Reuters tally. The mask order, similar to other state mandates, requires face coverings to be worn in most indoor public places and in outdoor businesses and public settings when it's not possible to maintain physical distancing. The head of the World Food Program says the Nobel Peace Prize has been given the UN agency a spotlight and a megaphone to warn world leaders that next year is going to be worse than this year. And David Beasley warns that without billions of dollars, we're going to have famines of biblical proportions in 2021. He said in an AP interview that the Nobel Committee looked at the agency's work and conflicts to feed millions, but also sent a message to the world that it's getting worse and that our hardest work is yet to come. China and 14 other countries agreed Sunday to set up the world's largest trading bloc, encompassing nearly a third of all economic activity, in a deal many in Asia are hoping will help hasten a recovery from the shocks of the pandemic. The Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, or RCEP, was signed virtually Sunday on the sidelines of the annual summit of the 10-Nation Association of Southeast Asia. The accord will take already low tariffs on trade between member countries, still lower over time and less comprehensive than an 11-nation trans-Pacific trade deal that U.S. President Donald Trump pulled out of shortly after taking office. And diplomats say rockets have been fired at Eritrea's capital as the deadly fighting in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region appears to spill across an international border and bring some of the observers' worst fears to life. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil of VOA News.